Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Vice Magazine podcast, your definitive guide to enlightening information. We're gearing up to release our second annual music issue next week. But before we do, we wanted to highlight a recent documentary from Vice, which investigates America's largest right-wing militia. James Burns is an award-winning director and producer, and the man behind the first documentary from our Hysteria video series. The documentary highlights the Three Percenters movement, which is a group of heavily armed Second Amendment supporters who believe their right to own firearms is under attack. In the film, called Georgia 3% Security Force, James follows a group of 3%ers as they conduct field training exercises in the woods of Georgia.
Take a good look at the face of the militia and the 3% movement. These are patriots that are not going to have their rights infringed upon, and our way of life will be preserved and maintained. So help us God.
Guns up! Guns up!
I don't want nobody taking my gun rights away from me. I don't want nobody taking my freedom of speech from me. You know, so I'll die for that. Hell yeah.
Hey, James. So your documentary focuses on a group called the Georgia 3% Security Force, which is part of the 3% movement. What can you tell me about the specific movement itself?
The 3% movement is what they call a national patriot movement. So they have different chapters in every state. And then the 3% Security Force is a militia that is a part of the 3% movement with several chapters in different states. We focus on the 3% Security Force in Georgia with its leader, Chris Hill, who actually started the 3% Security Force itself.
Yeah, so I am definitely pro-constitutional carry and pro-Second Amendment, and nothing in the world is going to change that.
So what can you tell me about that Georgia group?
So the group itself is located about 45 minutes outside of Atlanta, in a very remote part of the woods where they do FTX trainings, which is a monthly training exercise to prepare for worst case scenarios.
All right.
Keep your hands on the fucking wheel. Step out of the vehicle. Keep your hands where I can see them.
Yeah, I'm watching you with that laser on me. What the hell?
Hands on your head.
Come on now.
The name of 3% itself came from the unfounded claim that 3% of colonists stood up to fight the British during the American Revolution, which many historians claim to not be true. They claim to be nonviolent, but if engaged, they will defend themselves with fatal force.
But in the end, we're not going to yield. We're not going to back down one iota. And they could take that as, anybody on the planet can take that as a threat, or we'll say it's a promise.
These guys run around the woods with camouflage, fatigues.
One, two, three.
Two.
One, two, three.
Fully automatic rifles, AK-47s, you know, M-15s, what have you. At first sight, it's very intimidating.
The film sort of focuses more on Chris Hill, who is the leader of the Georgia 3% Security Force. He seems to claim that the group isn't racist, that they're welcoming, but you know what you hear him or other members of the group say on camera is pretty contradictory.
My views on the religious beliefs of Christians in comparison to Islam, I think that their belief systems are in stark contradiction.
He has a very myopic point of view, and it's racist in nature. But I think that everything he says, he truly believes.
What was it like for you to film this?
It was difficult at times, knowing that this group is misinformed. You know, you want to jump in there and have a debate, but the point of this film is to let people make that decision for themselves. I honestly, I learned a lot by being down there. I truly felt like after I was down there that I learned that the biggest problem right now in the country is the way is information and how it's being spread. It's really frightening the way that people are consuming it right now. So I think we have a huge responsibility in the media to break barriers.
So what was their response to you and the film crew?
Their response to us was exactly what we had expected it to be. They were very standoffish. They know we're from New York. You know, they referred to us as the liberals the whole time we're down there. They have signs up on the trees that say, if you're not from here, don't come here.
Warning, warning, this is a secured area. Go back to where you came from.
They feel threatened by outsiders, and outsiders feel threatened by them. So yeah, when you're confronted with fully automatic weapons and a very extreme point of view, things feel very dangerous.
The Southern Poverty Law Center, they put us on their hate map, which is total bullshit.
We treated them like we would treat anybody else, despite some of the hard things that we heard. And I think after a while, they felt more comfortable with us, and there would just be a few comments here and there.
The media has created this big tornado in a little freaking teacup. And they no doubt they sensationalized what they saw.
The comments became less and less, and they just kind of saw us as people who were there.
What was the militia's response to it? Have you heard from them?
Generally, I don't think he's happy with it. He's reading a lot of the comments, and I think it's really getting to him. But he did say thanks for the unbiased point of view.
The Vice Magazine podcast is a production of Vice Media. This episode was produced and edited by Sophie Kazis. For more info on the podcast or how to subscribe to the magazine, visit vice.com and be sure to subscribe to the Vice Magazine podcast on Apple Podcasts, Acast, or any podcast app you use. Leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think. I'm Ellis Jones, and I'd like to give a special thanks to James Burns. Come back next week to hear about our second annual music issue. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.